It's the only show where you can hear the best in classic rock and not have to pay for it. You are listening to AMK in the Morning on the new sound of Power 88.1.
Yes, another broadcast day here at WARY. You are listening to AMK in the Morning. I am your host and party superstar, I guess, DJ AMK. And you know what? I'm glad that we're kicking off today's show with Iron Man because of the amazing internet show that I had last night. It was amazing. So, I'm going to talk about that in a little while. Let's introduce everyone here in the studio. We have, of course, my tech guy, Joe.
Joe Smo.
Go ahead into the go get a mic. Maybe steal it from him. I don't know. Because what's up, buddy?
Good. I'm doing good.
You're doing good?
Yeah.
All right. Gary, what's up, man?
What's going on?
You started showing up on the show last week.
Yeah.
Good stuff. We also have Julianne and Kiki.
Kiki Skills.
Kiki Skills. Damn straight.
Exactly. At least you know.
So how's everyone doing today?
Good.
I mean, let's face it.
It's Friday.
It's the weekend. It's like Party Central. And we have the band Testing for Echo. They're going to be on the show today. They are actually right outside the studio.
Right outside.
And I have to make an announcement. We're gonna have a brand new member of the AMK in the morning crew. And right now I would like to take this time and introduce Mr. Big Ron Krukovich. Oh, wait, that's right. Ron's not here yet. Oops. I mean, seriously, how long does it take for him to get here? Anyways, Ron is the newest member of the AMK in the Morning crew, and he's going to be my brand new co-host on the show. I'm hoping to God that Benji shows up today because this is going to be an awesome show. Benji, wherever you are, please show up. He showed up last week, so that accounts for something. And we are just rocking out today here on AMK in the Morning. We got some new music that we're going to debut. Let's see. What should we kick off with first? We have music from the Crash Moderns. We have Kelsey and the Chaos music.
I think we should
go into Push Play, right?
Yeah, I did Push Play.
Yeah, we should definitely go into that music from Push Play. And we have it here in the computer. We finally managed to get it in the computer. Well, this is a new single that we're going to debut.
Hey, any bands out there looking for a drummer, you know, I'm good and I have my own drum set.
You're good? And or are they those rock band guitar sticks?
Definitely.
Awesome.
Use rock band guitar sticks. But I definitely have my own drum set.
Yeah.
7-piece, 8-set cymbals, double pedal, double bass.
Awesome. I don't know what that means, but okay.
Anybody out there looking for all of that, you can hit me on AIM or something. GCP700. You already know.
Okay.
Get back to me, please.
Don't
attempt discriminate.
Don't stalk, because we hate stalkers. We all know that. So right now, we're going to kick off the show with new music from Push Play. Here is their brand new single, Away, Away. And you're listening to it exclusively on only one show. And that's AMK in the morning, right here on the new sound of Power 88.1 WARY. Good morning, Valhalla.
It's the only show where you can hear the best in classic rock and not have to pay for it. You are listening to AMK in the morning on the new sound of Power 88.1.
Yeah, AMK in the morning. That was Weezer with Hashpipe. And I would like to now formally introduce the band Testing for Echo. What's up, guys?
How's it going?
What's going on?
Now, would you like to introduce yourselves to our listeners?
Sure. My name is Rich. I am lead vocals and guitar.
Okay.
My name's Eric. I play keyboards and do some backup vocals, too.
All right.
My name's Antonio, and I have a guitar, and I make a lot of noises.
A lot of noises? Wow. A lot of noises. I don't even want to think.
You baffled him.
Wow.
You guys are in for a treat.
So, Testing for Echo, how did you guys get started?
We started, honestly, back in January 2005. It was Antonio and myself playing acoustic just as a two-piece around tons of coffee houses, any open mics that we could.
Yeah.
Just to play live, really get the feel for what we could do.
Mm-hmm.
Run a field from there.
Yeah. There's not a lot of whipped cream to throw on that ice cream sundae. we've been playing for a good portion of the last...
Oh, just a little closer to the microphone.
Sure.
Yeah.
We've been going for a good portion the last couple of years. Recently, as our lineup entails of now, or as we are now, it's been like this for about 8 months. Well, we have a drummer.
Maybe
a little longer.
We're coming up on my big 1 year.
Yeah. Eric's big year one anniversary with the guys. But, Rich and I have been the forefront for the
past couple of years,
for the entire duration.
Okay.
And then
so you guys ended up just changing lineups every.
Yeah, you know what it was.
Guys didn't work out for you guys.
Not even that. Like a lot of times, people were most of the stuff we did, it was strictly acoustic when we started, but people were willing to help. Like we needed some times. We needed drum parts and stuff like that. So we have lots of friends that play drums. Lots of friends
or
that play bass.
Guitar.
Yeah.
So they would help us play live and stuff like that until we can get our feet on the ground. And we've really had our feet on the ground. I guess the last couple of years. Like we've had the same drummer. The bass player and Eric, our keyboard player, is still probably the newest, about a year or so.
Yeah.
But that's been it. Like it's been a revolving door, not in a bad way. Like we've never really
anyone who's lent help, mm-hmm. It's been appreciated, and that's
they all left on their own terms. Pretty much they said, well, I'll help you for X amount of time, and then and then they kind of pieced.
Yeah,
just keep it moving.
They bounced.
Yeah, they bounced.
Yeah, not bad though, not bad.
So who was the one? Who came up with this name, Testing for Echo?
Oh, that's all Rich.
Okay. All Rich?
Okay.
Wow.
I might as well give the plug to our previous band name. We were originally called Montauk Project, and that had been since 2005. Ultimately, we found out there's a few others out there all across the U.S. And it's just not even severe issues with that, but one band was friendly at first and emailed us with, hey, we have the same name. We've been around for a while. And, after a while, they kept emailing, and it got a little bit more intense.
It's like, you're stealing my name. Stop it before we sue you.
That's pretty much what happened, and ultimately...
Yeah, but they had no recourse to pursue.
Right, everyone was doing their thing separately, and there was no, hard feelings for it, but ultimately, there was a subject line in an email that said, Test for Echo. And I was like, well, maybe one day Testing for Echo, and sure enough, I woke up out of nowhere, and it was like, that would be a smooth name, I think, so...
It turns out that Testing for Echo is Test for Echo, I should say, is the name of a Rush album. And ironically enough, out of the five of us, I was probably the only one that had any
yes.
objections toward the name. But then again, I also am the only one that is a fan of Rush.
So it just kind of stuck perfectly.
Yeah, it was kind of ironic. I mean, ironically enough, too, the Montauk Project, and if you want to get into it a little bit, I mean, Montauk is a city.
Yeah, if you want to, yeah.
I mean, it's a city on the at the point of Long Island, like, was it the North Shore? No, the that's Orient Point. East, no, it's the farthest on the South Shore, I know Long Island. But,
South Fork.
And I mean, like, there was, like, a whole secret conspiracy.
Supposed.
Yeah, time travel government experiment that happened in the 50s at Montauk. I thought that was pretty cool. But basically where I was going with this was there was a book written about the secret events, more or less, called the Montauk Project. And one night, Rich got an instant message from the daughter of the author of the book. And, it was pretty much like, you know, given the seal of approval for using the name. And then, of course...
But ultimately,
know,
even
we got harassed. Yeah, we got... I mean, like, and we had the seal of approval from the author, and we kind of got harassed into having to change it from other people.
Yeah.
Well, God bless search engines for allowing that to circulate around.
Thank God for Yahoo and Google and all those other fake wannabe search sites. Yeah.
The Montauk Project, too.
So how did you guys meet up? Like, what was it, kind of random, or you were friends for a while and then decided to start a band? Or
us three went to high school together. We, with the exception of...
North Babylon represent.
Yeah.
Plug that one.
With the exception of Eric, we were—I mean, Eric was in an a cappella band in Binghamton University.
We call them a cappella groups at Binghamton.
A cappella groups.
Really
it's a band. You guys are all playing music with your voices. But Rich and I were in previous bands, as was our drummer Jimmy and our bass player Mike. I guess Mike technically still is in another band. But I don't know. Like, we all had falling outs with our respective bands. And this kind of made sense at the time. Like, you know, Rich kind of actually approached me. He started writing music on his own. And and he approached me as far as, you know, jamming along to some stuff he wrote. And then, you know, if...
ultimately, it started with just wanting to play.
Just wanting to play music in general.
Music and play. We were thinking, let's play some cover songs at an open mic. And Antonio said, do you have an original song?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I do. So let's do that.
Let's jam. Yeah.
That's what
Rock on.
Ultimately started...
That's kind of like how like this was built initially, like the two of us, and then from then on our drummer Jimmy was in a band with me prior to this band. Eric went to high school with us, and he was, you know, the logical choice as far as when we decided we wanted to have someone play keys. And our bass player Mike, we met him actually. We played an acoustic show at a venue on Long Island, Suffolk County, in a place called Amityville. And Mike's band played also, and we were just so like amazed at how well he could play the bass and how more or less how tight he was with the drummer, so that eventually, like, you know, we caved in and we approached him.
it wasn't necessarily caving in.
It's like,
he's good, let's ask him.
Yeah, I mean, we needed a bass player that was, you know, consistent at the time, and, you know, he's all into it. Like, you know, he's into music in general, so he was like, you know, the most rational choice.
Okay. So, I'm just going to throw this out there. Favorite music? Rich, you want to start?
That is tough. Antonio will make fun of me for most of this stuff because...
just don't say Rod Stewart.
I won't say it. I'll let you say it. You just said it. I won't say anything. No, most of the time, recently, for a little while, too, Jeff Buckley is fantastic. So, I've been listening to him like crazy. You know what, though? As I said, Antonio will rank on me because a lot of the times I like bands for... the fantastic singles they put out, and then I'll stop listening to many other songs. But
Rich will buy an album and listen to one song.
Yeah, yeah. Unless it's Metallica or Pantera.
Okay.
Otherwise than that, Antonio, you can go from there. And
well, I was going to say, we're all 23 years old, and Rich, I love you, but you're the only person that listens to Rod Stewart.
Yeah,
I do. But I have to say, Rich did turn me on, or a little bit more on, to Steve Winwood. I mean, like, you know, the guy is a great player. And Paul Gilbert, who's also a phenomenal guitar player, who was in that band Mr. Big.
Yeah.
So I guess that's kind of like a guilty pleasure.
But yeah.
As far as what I listen to, I'm more of a fan of progressive rock in that sense. So, like, my favorite bands are, like, the Mars Volta. I'm a big, big, humongous Silverchair fan. I like Coheed and I've seen Coheed and Cambria so many times live. I like them. I'm actually going to see, I like a lot of hardcore music too. I'm actually going to go see Every Time I Die tomorrow night. I don't know if you guys are into them or whatnot.
No.
It's okay.
Me neither. I like classic rock too. Like I'm yes. Like the first concert I ever went to was Pink Floyd at the Garden. So.
Oh wow! How was that? That must have been like off the wall.
Yeah, it was off all the records actually. No, but it was unbelievable. Like just a light show. But Eric, go ahead.
Growing up, Billy Joel. I'll keep it sweet, short and sweet, right here. Billy Joel growing up, and then as of lately, big inspiration in Maroon 5. Jesse Carmichael's a fantastic keyboard player. So being able to play in a band and playing keyboards for once other than personal enjoyment is definitely, you got to look at someone, Jesse Carmichael all the way. Third Eye Blind's another one too. Third Eye Blind, I absolutely love.
They're good.
All
yep.
their albums. They're releasing a new one now, so I'm excited about that. I hope they don't ruin my love for them.
Yeah. But, no way. Stephen Jenkins is one of the best lyricists ever.
So, that's it. Short and sweet. I'm going
to
end it there.
I grew up listening to Bruce Springsteen, and I finally got to see him in concert for the very first time at Shea Stadium in 2003.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
How was that?
That was like the last, the concert that I went to on, I think that was like the last leg of his tour in 2003. And, he had a whole bunch of people like at the end. I think he had Bob Dylan. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, I just saw Billy Joel when he closed out Shea Stadium, and they had Paul McCartney come out, and like all these people.
Oh man,
it was amazing, absolutely amazing.
I'm pretty sure I seen Springsteen on that same tour, except I seen him at Giant Stadium.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure it was 03, but yeah.
That was like in July, I think, of that year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was never like a huge Springsteen fan prior to that. I mean, I'm granted, I'm still not, but like what I experienced live, I was blown away. Like it was more than I ever imagined.
Just seeing those lights blaring.
Oh, dude, so yep. awesome, so unbelievable.
So, see, I'm smart this time. I know last week I came up with questions from my head, and I actually came prepared. This week.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, who doesn't get prepared for a big show like this? I mean, next week we're not going to be on air because we have off.
Right, yeah.
For Thanksgiving break.
Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yes.
So, going into our next little question here, number 4, I believe. Yep. are there any bands out there who influenced your style of music today?
Excellent question. I'm going to start quick because I just have the urge to. When it came to being able to sing and play at the same time, it was James Hetfield from Metallica, because I could not for the life of me sing and play guitar, and then after just sitting down trying to learn the parts on guitar, and then in addition the vocals with it, was a nice challenge. And he's the man.
Yeah,
so that's a big reason, but as far as influencing sound today, it's such a mixture of so many different things now. Just because, as Antonio mentioned before, whose name I won't say, that I like listening to.
As long as we don't cite him as an influence on the record. No, I'm kidding.
No, you know, it's just that there's so many fantastic, like, he's a fantastic performer, too.
Yeah, that's all right. No, I mean, I personally, like, as far as influencing me playing my instrument, the reason I ever picked up a guitar was Randy Rhoads. You know, back in the good old Quiet Riot, Ozzy Osbourne days.
Oh, okay.
I think the first time I heard the guitar solo to Mr. Crowley, I was like, I have to do this. I'm like, this is what I want to do. But on the level as far as us as a band, I would have to say the only bands that would, I guess, directly influence us are bands that we all like together. So, I mean, you know, I know Eric mentioned Jesse Carmichael from Maroon 5 as a personal influence, but I, on the record, I think we all are big fans of Maroon 5 as a band.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Matchbox. Something like that. Matchbox 20, Our Lady Peace. What's the other band? The one that I got you guys into recently. Actually, Jimmy got me to them, and I got you guys into them. With the guy with the higher register.
I don't know.
Motion City Soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I totally had, like, a little
issue.
Brain lock. But, yeah, that's another band. Yeah, I guess, unless you guys know any other ones you guys could shout out that we all like. I mean, we all like Silverchair.
Yes.
I mean, That's a special
Silverchair, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh man, I paid $500 for tickets over two nights to see them. It was their first time in New York in like, or in the United States, to say, in like 8 or 10 years.
Yeah. Wow. Good stuff.
Yeah, and they got their big break. I think they were 14 years old. Man, that's crazy.
That's nice.
So, if any listeners out there have any questions for the band here in the studio, you can give us a call at 606-6753. And you can call in anytime. Just don't curse, or we'll kick you off the air. Yeah. It's as simple as that.
Nice.
Easy rule.
Yeah,
follow it.
Yeah, no cursing.
Oh, man. Cursing is like my favorite thing to do. It's like so hard.
Well, no way.
Well, I host an internet show Thursday, so you can curse however that...
I gotta call in.
We have no limit. Yeah, I'll give you the number after the show to call into the show.
Yeah. That's excellent.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I have a sharp tongue, I should say.
Oh god.
I'm good.
Strike that from the record.
No, I'm good.
He's a nice guy.
I have Teenage Wasteland playing in the background.
Oh, excellent.
It's awesome, yeah. We actually have a headphone right there,
Bob,
if you want.
O'Reilly.
You could actually listen in as we're recording live. Carrot is making weird faces at me. He was before. There he is. Okay. Go far away from... There we go. Goodbye. So, if you had to choose a band from either today or the past to tour with, who would it be?
That is an awesome question.
I like that question a lot. That is...
Yeah. I'm gonna be like half an hour to write a list.
I told you I came prepared.
Yeah. I have to say, like, usually
you said one band though.
Yeah, okay, I mean, so usually like we're all prepared mentally, but I guess
that was a great question.
I wasn't expecting that.
Wow.
You know what? No, because we've had proposed this theory amongst ourselves. Like, if we could build a super band, it's kind of like the same thing because we would list all our favorite instrumentalists and vocalists.
Yeah,
I can't do that.
And make a super.
Who
band.
Would you go on tour with?
Okay, well, if there was one person I would room with, Eric.
No, on tour. Who would you play on
tour? I'll get that part. Like, I guess I would have loved to have met, like, John Bonham. I thought, like, I mean, if we're going to go any time, Eric, like, that's... He, as far as I'm concerned, like, he is the founder of rock and roll.
That is tough. That's
yeah.
tough.
Eric,
Do you have one?
I mean, you know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say Maroon 5. That's it. I mean,
all right.
Listen,
Michael
they're,
J. Fox
their live show.
From,
the Pinheads?
Yeah, no. Yeah,
from Back to the Future.
Or Huey Lewis and the News. Yeah. That would be awesome.
You know who blew us away, though, when we watched, who opened, well, opened, can't really say opened, co-headlined with Matchbox was Alanis Morissette. She would probably be fantastic because she's amazing. So I'll put my vote in for her.
Does it have to be like? Is it can it be a band that we just like love and we would never think like? Could it be like a weird band that
ahead,
we never
yeah.
think we'd tour
yeah.
with? Or like someone
sure.
that kind of sounds.
Yeah, it
like
could be.
I'm going with Alanis though.
Go ahead.
No, because I have a lot of favorite bands that I just don't throw out
one.
To. I would love to hang out with the Mars Volta and
okay.
go on tour with the Mars Volta.
There you go.
Well, we fit their sound too though.
Yeah.
Right. How do we do that? How do we
that's like
expressions on
we're like
wide eyes.
We're like
fantastic look.
We're the circle piece trying to fit into the square slot there.
Yeah, that's not happening. But okay, Mars Volta.
All right. So, let's see. So you brought in your instruments, your
absolutely.
Amazing instruments. Yeah,
absolutely. We've never seen these before. Actually, you threw these upon us. And
the first time.
I'm looking at this thing. I don't even know where to start.
That's like the biggest amp that I've ever seen.
Oh, dude, this is nothing, man.
Oh, that's nothing. That's nothing.
You should see our bass players.
Oh wow.
This is half the size of what I normally use. Well, this piece.
Wow. So that's like the mobile version, like
we had
the radio studio.
The radio studio version. Yeah,
the one that we use live or that I use live. I mean, he has pretty much something very similar. 4x12. This is a 2x12.
Okay.
Two 2x12-inch speakers. The other ones are 4. And it's pretty much like double the height, just a little bit wider.
Good stuff.
It's like
stuff.
twice as loud. Actually, 4 times as loud. Cause it's
4 times louder.
Yeah, this is only one speaker, so.
So I guess your plan is to blow everybody's ears
much.
Out.
Yeah.
No. We don't want that to happen because then everyone would just tune out and be like, oh, I don't want to listen to this stuff anymore.
That would be awful. Please keep listening.
Yeah.
Yes, please keep listening.
For those who didn't know, we're just going to sit and cover Metallica for 3 hours.
Surprise.
So what song would you like to start out with?
I would say we got to start with anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just my personal idea.
Okay. And then we'll just go from there. So here's Testing for Echo. With the song Anything, right here in the studio. And I'm going to cue up a special little jingle for that.
Awesome.
Let's see. So, again, here is Testing for Echo with Anything right here in the studio, exclusively on AMK in the Morning on the new Sound of Power, 88.1 WARY.
Exclusive.
Go ahead. Oh, wait, that was, like, nothing. Wow. That was, like... All right, I'm going to play that one more time, and I'm hoping that everyone can hear this.
A Power 88 exclusive.
There we go.
Something about the radio, listening to songs I know, always gets me thinking of you. Grip onto reality, should I hold this memory? And I feel it fading away, but you say, you know me all too well, yeah. You know me all too well. If I could be what you need, I would give anything. If I could be what you need, I would give anything. Something about the summer air makes me wish that you were here. Now you got me thinking of you. Falling over memories, close my eyes and finally see. Maybe we were closer than we had thought. You know me all too well, yeah. You know me all too well. If I could be what you need, I would give anything. If I could be what you need, I would give anything. How long till you come back to me? How long till you return? 'Cause my body aches for your touch, girl, and I know you feel the same. If I could be what you need, I would give anything. If I could be what you need, I would give anything. If I could be what you need, I would give anything. If I could be what you need, I would give anything. Anything.
Yeah. And you heard that exclusively on AMK in the Morning. That was Testing for Echo with Anything. That was awesome.
Thank you, thank you.
We wrote that on the way here.
What do you call that, Tom? What?
So, let's see. Let's see who we have up there. Let's see if anyone outside the studio here has a question for the band.
Don't be shy.
Don't be shy. Don't be shy. They're going to be here for a while, so.
Antonio's a Scorpio.
Walks on the beach.
I never thought I'd say this.
Candlelit dinners.
Wow.
I'm going to put these headphones on so I can actually hear how bad my voice is.
Oh, great.
That's what the cold does to you. It's like we come back from California.
Oh, I hate the cold.
In Los Angeles where it's 90 degrees.
And then you come back to New York and it's like 30.
And sleet.
Yeah.
So let's see. We're all 6'3".
Well, I'm a little bit shorter than you guys.
We're all 6'3".
They can't see that.
They can't see that. Rich is 6'7".
Yeah.
But, no, it's like, yeah, I mean, I'm a Scorpio.
We're really going to go with this.
Yeah.
I'm a Virgo.
Rich is a Sagittarius.
Believe it or not.
Yeah. And I want to say Eric is a Virgo.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, fine.
You know ooh, these guys are your best friends, and you know their zodiac signs.
And I'm a Libra, and that doesn't even matter one bit.
No, huh? So it's October. October what?
I'm September 23rd.
I was close.
Yeah.
Wait, what's your birthday?
September 23rd.
Oh, I'm the 22nd.
One day.
All right.
May we're in good 22nd. Company.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
May 20. Look at this.
I share the same birthday with Bruce Springsteen and Ray Charles. Ray Charles.
I share my birthday with the day that they found the hull of the Titanic and raised it. That was the big thing I found out.
Nothing good has ever happened on my birthday. Not even my birth.
Oh, great. That's nice. That's really good.
Not even my own birthday.
Wow.
November 7th.
So November 7th?
Yeah, if anybody has a November 7th birthday, call in and make me feel good about myself.
My best friend, her birthday's November 7th.
There we go.
That is.
There we go.
Please call.
So, I guess we're going to... Let's see, what do we have here?
The Strokes?
Carrot! Carrot's going to stop in here, and I'm guessing he has a question or two for the band.
What up? I'm just saying.
What's up, and Carrot?
Not much, yep.
Not much. Talking to a mic so I can actually hear you.
How are you?
Yeah, you know, I was tempted to call in again today.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, you know, I was driving along and I hear Joe talking, and when I hear just you and Joe babbling on, it's like, yeah, show's getting a little
bit. But now it got better because the band's here in the studio.
The band's good, but we all know what makes the show is me. I'm just kidding, guys. Yeah, it worked.
So, Carrot, do you have a question for the band?
Sure. When are you guys next going on the road or something?
Who wants to field that one?
Plead the fifth. No, December.
We're going to be away in Pennsylvania.
There we go.
Good stuff.
It's going to be the Phoenixville, but also like in Philadelphia, like in that area. And then, provided all goes well, we'll just sprinkle in some upstate New York, some colleges up there.
Okay.
Hopefully... Poughkeepsie, yeah. I hope the Marist area. That would be nice. Oh, awesome. Nice.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, wait, we'll share this.
And then should things go even better, we'll be on the West Coast.
That would be nice.
Next April, May area.
You're expecting great weather.
Absolutely.
I mean, the West Coast, yeah.
Well, I mean, like, that's if we play in California, but I mean, like, as of right now, it's looking more and more like the Washington-Seattle area, which is awesome, because I've never ever been to Seattle.
I've never been to Seattle. I'll probably never, ever go there.
But I hear it rains a lot.
I heard the rain is nice there, though.
Yeah, so, listen, if I can take, if I can take 10 inches of snow every other day in the middle of December, then I can certainly take...
90 degrees.
Well, that and nonstop rain for like a month.
Oh wow.
I don't know.
It's kind of like the rainy season.
Have to pack Prozac or something. Yeah. Like
that. Hey, Julie, do you have a question for the band? Come right in. Come right onto a mic.
Eric,
how did you guys get started? I mean, I know that's a normal question that most people ask, but you know.
I'll start.
Okay.
In December of 2004. No, actually, pretty much the exact time. In December of 2004, I had started writing some original stuff.
On a dark and stormy night.
I don't know.
Absolutely, because it was freezing because it was December.
So I don't know any years or months.
I do. I remember. I don't know the specific wow. day. And this was prior
was
to a band that I was in. I had wound up dissolving. And then I was writing tunes. And I sat down with Antonio right in January.
It was ironic that we both played guitar and we never, like,
played together. There was never a time. We played shows together.
Yeah, like...
not together, but in separate
My band would
the
play
same
the same show with his band, but... I mean, we used to hang out a lot, too. We used to play Time Crisis.
Yeah, we would play video games a lot.
On PlayStation 2.
Oh, we do like video games. 2. I'm sorry we're straying from the question, but...
Yeah.
It's okay.
NHL 2009.
Yes.
Xbox 360. Anyway, but the start was really late December, and... forward from there in January, and as we had mentioned the goal was originally just to possibly play some cover songs at open mics, and Antonio asked the question if there were any original songs that I had, and luckily at the time there were, and and it continued in a forward motion from there.
So yeah. One thing led to another, and here you guys are. Yep.
Indeed.
And Rich and Eric can't hear this, but I got some Our Lady Peace in the background here.
Yep. Oh,
very nice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I hear it.
I love this song.
Kind of mellowed out.
Somewhere out there.
Fantastic.
Oh, great song. But yeah, this is a band I'd like to see live eventually one day. Or like, ideally speaking, we were speaking on hypotheticals. Like, back to that question, I wouldn't mind being on the road with Our Lady Peace because they're pretty awesome.
To re-answer.
Yeah, so
re-answer that question.
Isn't that guy's name Rain?
Yes, it is.
Rain Maida.
Wow.
Got a great voice.
Hey, Joe, my tech guy, who I was working with earlier this morning in production, do you have any questions for the band?
Trouble. What is the craziest, you guys are on tour, so I know NK usually asks
this. I usually ask this for all the bands that I have here on the show. Any crazy stories from the road?
Crazy like, oh my god, that actually happened to them? Or crazy like, oh man, I can't believe I had to go through that.
I got a few.
Or both.
Do you have any short stories from the road?
Yes.
Because then we can go into the longer ones in a little while.
I'll give the quick here just for the place we went to in Indiana. We played at a place that looked like Hogwarts Castle. It was a school out in Indiana, and I swear to God, it had over 70 buildings. It was a high school. It had its own lake, its own ship, like pirate ship, like a 3-mast ship, its own airport, and it was in the middle of nowhere. We just turned a corner. We saw, like, this castle wall.
Yeah.
Wow. So that wasn't like, oh, my God, that's crazy. It was just like, how did this exist out here? I wish I had, like, a no, and, like, the lunch ladies were crazy. No, I have nothing. I have nothing else.
Someone trying to kill me.
The only thing I was going to do was... complain about the latest flight home from California.
Yeah,
it was like they changed because Rich and I flew together. I'm not gonna shout out the airline, but
no,
I won't do that.
Because then everyone's gonna be hopping onto that airline. They'll be testing for echo was on this plane.
After this story, I'm sure no one's gonna ever ride that plane. But it was like first they changed our seats, like. 5 minutes before we had a board, so like from having a pretty good seat, from having we both had middle seats, like middle section seats, it turns out they had to change all the equipment on the plane, which means we got a smaller plane with like big TVs. And they were showing Mamma Mia, a Vista in-flight movie.
Oh my!
Yeah, that's what
goodness.
I said.
Needless to say, we slept through.
Yeah,
most of
but
that. But Antonio. The
unfortunate story is for me because Rich was asleep the whole time.
Right. I had
the aisle seat. One row from the bathroom, the guy in front of me backed this chair up like it was in my lap, and the lady behind me owned some like mega website, and she was complaining that I couldn't move my chair back because she had to type a report on her laptop.
Wow.
So I had zero space, and to make it worse, we were right next to the bathroom.
There were
three
bathrooms on plane.
Yeah,
and it was
they were all behind
us.
And every
right behind
like
us.
It's like there was a line of people to use the bathroom. And, like, these people were, like, hanging out in, like, my personal space, I guess, like, in between the seat in front of me and my head.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I got arms, and I must have got hit in the face, like 100 times. I couldn't sleep. Everybody kept waking me up. And then, like, these two ladies had little kids, and they were, like, holding little kids by their hands and walking them up and down the aisle like it was a freaking playground.
Wow.
I was like, you got to be kidding me. And then, like...
He would get hit in the face.
Yeah, and then, like the plane smelled.
it just smelled horrible.
Yeah,
it was just like
that's probably the craziest thing that's ever happened.
Yeah, sadly,
studio,
we don't have any.
No, I'm sure we have some. I mean, anytime we go away, I make it a race. Even though Rich never plays along, so I'll always get there 3 hours before he does, and you know, I never win anything. So,
so I guess we're gonna take a quick music break, and we'll come right back. You're listening to AMK in the Morning on the new Sound of Power 88.1 WARY with Testing for Echo here in the studio.
Yeah,
and we'll be back to talk some more crazy stories from the road and more things to come.
More things to make us seem really, really tame.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
It's the only show where you can hear the best in classic rock and not have to pay for it. You are listening to AMK in the Morning on the new sound of Power 88.1.
Like, it would follow us from our car on the top floor of the parking garage all the way back to, like, the front door of the hotel. I got pretty much up to, like, the elevator doors of the hotel. They'd like walk past
walk
you.
Into the room with you, sit yeah. down on the bed and stare at you.
That's it. It really, no, it was to that point though where we were walking to the main doors and
we'd still have to turn around.
We were like, thank God there's a security guy in the main lobby of the hotel, because this guy was just like, yo. Like,
yeah, I mean, like,
after us, we were like picking up the pace.
I mean, like, the homeless people,
weird.
I mean, like, the,
I feel really bad.
Yeah, I mean, like, that. I mean, like, it, when that happens in the city, it's like they usually either have a really funny, like, story to tell you or something like that, you know, and you make light of out of a situation. But,
yeah.
But in Los Angeles, they follow you. And that one dude was just following us for like five, yo. Yo,
yeah,
yo,
we like,
yo, yo.
So you just wanted to just, you probably got so annoyed you just wanted to shoot them.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Annoyed,
but not
frightened, actually.
Yeah, no, yeah, we were more like afraid because like we're wow. used to like New York City
yeah.
people doing,
like,
you know, like telling jokes. Like I was in the city on a New Year's, which was an experience in itself. And there was a guy on the corner of, I want to say like, It was somewhere downtown. I want to say close to like LaGuardia, and LaGuardia Place, like the street, not the airport. And sure enough, the guy was sitting on the sidewalk with a sign that said "Sith Lord killed my family." So here we are, and we're like, "Dude, here's $10. That's the best sign I ever seen." And he's like, he looks up at us, he goes, "The guy took everything, man."
With a dead serious
wow.
face.
Yeah, like the most serious face, but I don't know. I mean, like, oh, you know what's a cool story? I mean, not really a crazy story. Gavin DeGraw, him and his brother own a bar in Manhattan called the National Underground. And we played a show there on one night. And as we were, like, we had a decent draw. But as we were packing up and ready to go, more people start coming. We're like, what's going on? And sure enough, after our show was the after party of this big night that Moby had. So Moby was partying at the same bar we were playing at with like Julia Stiles and a whole bunch of people. So it was pretty cool.
It was nice.
Now we got some Voodoo Child.
Yeah.
Are these like city yeah. stories you're saying right now?
Yeah.
We'll mix everything.
Yeah, you want to hear something funny? Just yesterday.
Come right up to the mic.
Just
yeah.
yesterday, check this out, right? Like this is so typical New York. I'm waiting for my subway train. You know, I went to the wrong stop. I went one too far. Yeah, but whatever. So I'm just listening to my music, and I see this person just blabbering on and off, like about like something. And I like listen for a second, but then I'm like, no, this person's probably like high on crack or something. And so anyway, you know, I put my headphones back on, and you know, 2 seconds later, I see her on the platform to off the platform. She jumped onto the train tracks.
Oh my God!
And
oh.
laid down on the tracks.
What?
And she was just chilling there, and I'm like, what is this woman doing?
What?
I thought it was a guy at first, because, you know, crackheads, you really can't tell.
Oh, no.
So,
that's like a definite means for, like, psycho suicide or something
exactly.
like that. Yeah.
So
that's,
you know what?
Scary.
Two people were nice enough to go and try to, like, grab her off the train tracks. But you know what she tries doing? Pulls them down.
Wow.
And then
wow.
they let go. They're like, whoa, lady, I'm not doing this. And then she's like, no, seriously. And they were nice enough to even go back and try to pull her up. But then they get her back up. So, you know, when she gets back up, she goes right back down onto
what?
The train tracks. Does it a second time.
Yeah, what happened? What is there?
So, anyway, three people just go. They try to find cops on the thing. But then, like, this big Jamaican dude, yo, he was huge. He's sitting here the whole time. And he's like, I could tell he was getting pissed off. You know what he does? He grabs her with one hand and pulls her whole, like, pulls her up just with one hand.
Wow.
And then soon enough, the cops get there, and you know, it's an episode of Cops where they're like, don't touch me! Don't touch me! Get off of me! But, you know, of course, the cops just arrested her. But talk about typical New York.
NYPD right there.
Why
I know, I was like,
so
why
do
we travel all around the states?
Yeah.
And he has a better story here.
Like
wow.
That's because, like, New York, I mean, like, if I want to talk about personal experiences in New York, I used to work in Manhattan on the corner of East 4th and Lafayette at a firm architecture that they just moved. And, like, in my first week, I met Benicio Del Toro on a lunch break.
Wow.
That was pretty cool. But, like, the icing...
He didn't jump onto the tracks.
No, he didn't. But the,
I like that story better.
The icing on the cake was I, too, was walking down down Broadway by, like, East 4th. And I had my headphones on, and I was... usually on my lunch breaks, I would just go to, like, Barnes & Noble's or the closest bookstore and just read as many music magazines as I could in an hour and, like, drink a coffee. So as I was walking... toward the nearest bookstore, which I think was on the corner of 3rd and Lafayette, or 3rd and Broadway, Sure enough, like as I'm walking past Urban Outfitters, Macaulay Culkin walks out of Urban Outfitters, and like we collide, like chest to chest, and I was just like, I was like, get out of my way, and then I was like, man, because I was listening to Coldplay, and I don't want to be bothered, and then sure enough, like I stopped, and I was like, no, that can't be, is that? I'm like, is that Kevin McAllister? And like I totally should have did the whole hand slap thing, but I'm sure he's gotten that plenty of times. But yeah, I guess like I guess that the sum of the parts, like we all have better stories on our own time than
whoever that was had a great story.
Has been, yeah, that was that
I totally forgot his name. We'll just say anonymous person who just decided.
I didn't even realize he walked out.
That was a great story.
But,
mystery.
Yeah.
No one here knows who that was. He just walked in and walked out.
I mean,
he doesn't even go to school here.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a big music scene on Long Island, so, like, I've gotten to meet, like, lots and lots of bands. Like, we've played a show. I guess cool stories are, like, we've played shows with Quiet Drive. You know, they were a pretty
Sleeping.
Big band. The Sleeping, the Gym Class Heroes.
Gym Class Heroes,
yeah.
Yes.
So, like, so we got to hang out with them. It was pretty
cool. That's
cool. But, like, I mean, Long Island is a pretty big scene. So, or had a pretty big scene, I should say. Back in, like, when I was in high school, I used to go see all the local bands play, and the local bands at the time were Taking Back Sunday and Brand New, Glassjaw, The Movie Life, Midtown, all those bands. So I remember I used to go to, like, Looney Tunes to see, like, The Sleeping play. And Looney Tunes is a big independent record store on Long Island.
Wow.
Actually, it's close to us. I used to go see The Sleeping play, and I used to just look around in the crowd, and I'd be hanging out with, like, Eddie Reyes and Adam Lazaro of Taking Back Sunday and, like, Jesse Lacey and John Nolan at the time, who's now Straight Let Run and Brand New. So it was pretty cool.
Good
it
stuff.
It was like a crazy story, though.
It's okay.
We really don't have anything.
We definitely did quantity over
quality.
Quantity.
No, we definitely don't have any quality in our stories.
Any craziness on stage?
Oh, all the time. Like, equipment cuts out. Well, like, at least for me, like, I have a wireless system.
You
like,
you gotta love it when you go to a place to play and there's just this terrible feedback all around. And you're like, how is this happening?
Especially from venues you wouldn't expect it from.
Well,
like,
which, no naming.
No naming. Like,
no
but,
naming.
Like, historic places in Manhattan.
That's fine. Go as far as that.
Okay.
But that's true. It's like, that's weird, man. You know, actually, one horrible story is we were playing a place on Long Island. And they had gotten a new PA system, so instead of big floor speakers, it was hanging speakers. And they have signs that are just terrible. I hit my head right on the speaker getting up on stage.
Wow.
Like the center top of my head. And I was like, this is the worst feeling ever. And we were just going on. And I just like, you kind of try to shake it off, or like when you like, you stub your toe and you're like, I'm just going to keep walking. Hopefully this pain will just immediately leave.
Yeah, like,
and then it just keeps hurting to the point where you just don't feel like walking anymore.
Pretty much. And to that point I'm on stage and I'm like, this is gonna be really fun.
But it did go over well.
It's just that I was like, why, what, oh my god. And you see the signs that they have on these speakers are like little pieces of loose leaf paper, very small, written watch out. I'm like, watch out.
Yo,
you just don't think it,
if
you've
it,
been there so many times.
If it comes to on stage mayhem or on stage something going wrong, I think I have the absolute like one upper. We played
I have none.
We played at Webster Hall in Manhattan, and it was aired on MTV2 for Rock Band Live. So like, you know, I know
Rock
you said Kelson the Chaos were
yep.
here, like they were on the show with us too.
It was like a battle of the bands type thing.
Yeah,
yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
So they aired it on MTV2 and stuff like that, and sure enough, in the middle of our second song, what breaks? My guitar strap.
It didn't break. He was just going crazy. And it
my
fell
guitar.
Right off
yeah,
the
like
guitar.
No. The guitar strap like broke off the side.
Yeah.
And I had to play like the last 30 seconds of a song on my knees trying to hold
like
the guitar.
Just trying to hold it.
It looked like it was kind of like, wow, he's really getting into it right now.
Yeah, but
meanwhile he's just like, oh good.
I let the cat out of the bag there. Yeah, my guitar strap broke completely. And actually, right before during the sound check, I broke the toggle switch on this guitar, which is this little piece of equipment here. That's, you know, because I'm a big fan of Rage Against the Machine, so, like, anytime I want to learn Tom Morello stuff, you got to learn how to toggle.
So instead of wardrobe malfunction, that's instrument malfunction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except,
The worst thing that could happen.
I had to make do with the broken thing, and then I actually had to swap it out and replace it myself, so I got pretty handy with a soldering iron. I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron.
Oh, good. That sounds good.
I'm sure you know that line. I don't know the line.
I'm just saying, now you got another line. That was Christopher Walken line, guys. Antonio's not really weird.
Oh, it's from Joe Dirt, right?
Geez, yeah.
That's it. The tone. You're talking to me all wrong. Talk to me like that again. I'm going to stab you in the face with a soldering iron. I have a terrible Christopher Walken impression.
So, so if you guys are ready to...
Yeah, sure.
Hit us up with another song?
Why not?
Why not? It's Friday morning. Everyone wants to listen to music.
It is Friday morning.
It's like the start of the weekend. It's
the time.
The time.
The time. The right time.
I got one. I got one question.
Later.
Baseball fans.
I have trouble because a really good friend of mine happens to be cousins with Mr. Lee Mazzilli. So he was on both Mets, Yankees, and doing his whole thing. So no specific team appreciation.
I mean, out of all of us, I'm not going to say I'm probably. I'm a big sports fan in general. I watch all sports.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Yankee fan because my mom and dad are both immigrants from Italy. But when they came here, my dad lived in the Bronx. Mm-hmm. So, ironically enough. But,
Joe Torre, before he moved to Los Angeles.
Yeah, so he's a big Yankee fan, my dad. But I'm more into, I don't want to say European sports, but like hockey,
football,
soccer.
Football.
Yeah, my football. soccer, you know, even to the extent like volleyball and tennis, like I can watch that stuff. But I'm a Yankee fan. Our drummer who's not here is like he lives and dies by the Mets.
Oh, I'm a funny thing. I'm a diehead Mets fan too.
Yeah. Oh man, you would have had a field day with our drummer Jimmy.
We would have shared stories upon stories upon stories.
He is like he knows everything I've ever like if there's something to be known about baseball and the Mets, he knows it. Absolutely. But like when it comes to other sports, I'm a big New York Rangers fan. That's probably it. And Eric, ironically, is an Islanders fan.
So needless to say, we don't get along.
Yeah.
We just
pretend to talk and be in a band together.
Stop looking at me.
So what's the next song?
It's not really a newer one, too. It's called Blame. I like to play this.
Blame. Blame. Blame.
You might recognize the ending to this too. The ending to it will not.
So what is the meaning of what was this towards one particular person or?
You know, it was tough.
Like someone was to blame or something.
In all honesty, to some degree, yes.
Okay.
But it was also the first time I was ever able to write a song. Really, you know, about myself to some degree. So it's a split, if you will, two different people, myself and then someone else. Who will remain nameless.
So here's Testing for Echo with Blame right here on AMK in the Morning.
On the new sound of Power. Another song you will only hear on the new sound of Power 88.1.
Let's go.
One, two, three, four. I never want to feel rejected. That's why I'm so apprehensive. I don't mean to offend. It's just the way I am. I'll make good conversation, but my anticipation will stop this in its tracks before it can begin. I'll tell you why. It's the blame I put on what she did. It's the pain that makes me who I am. Still a slave to things I will defend right now. Right now. I never felt more inspired than when your love retired. It brought me to my knees and humbled me and brought new life within me, a road that's never ending. I thank you to this day for leaving me. I'll tell you why. It's the blame I put on what she did. It's the pain that makes me who I am. Still a slave to things I will defend right now. Right now.
Let it out.
Today I will. On what she did, it's the pain that makes me who I am. Still a slave to things I will defend right now. Right now. I gave you the world, you had me in the palm of your hand. So why your love went away, I just can't seem to understand. Thought it was me and you, baby, me and you until the end. But I guess I was wrong. Don't wanna talk about it, don't wanna think about it, I'm just so sick about it.
Can't believe it's ending this way.
Read in the news about it, I'm so confused about it, I just can't do without you.
Tell me, is this fair?
And is this the way it's really going down?
Is this how we say goodbye?
I should've known better when you came around,
that you were gonna make me cry.
Breaking my heart to watch you run around,
cause I know that you're living a lie.
But that's okay, baby, cause in time you will find what goes around, goes around, goes around, comes all the way back around. What goes around, goes around, goes around, comes all the way back around. What goes around, goes around, comes all the way back around. Goes around, goes around, goes around, comes all the way back around. What goes around, goes around, comes all the way back around. What goes around, goes around, comes all the way back around.
All right. That was like two songs in one. That was awesome.
Surprise.
Thank you.
Surprise.
Happy birthday.
That's if it is your birthday today.
Yes.
So I guess we're going to take another music break and then come right back and continue on with some more rockin' music.
Heck yes.
Yeah. Joe, do you have any thoughts on that two songs right there?
I figured out what song it was. I think it was Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
Yep.
He's right.
Kim, what did you think of that? I know you were videotaping the entire time, but... Come on. You can see it here in the mic. It's okay.
The mic don't.
It was really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. So right now we're going to kick into three songs in a row. We got Lenny Kravitz, Limp Bizkit, and we're going to throw in some Metallica. Why not?
Fantastic.
Man knows the way to our hearts.
Yeah. We're not leaving.
You're listening to AMK in the Morning on the new Sound of Power 88.1. DJ AMK here with Testing for Echo. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
You are listening to AMK in the Morning on the new Sound of Power 88.1.
Oh, fair enough. What's going on? This is Rich from Testing for Echo. We're playing the song, well, coming on air, is Anything.
Here we- Power 88 exclusive.
Something about the radio, listening to songs I know, always gets me thinking of you. Grip onto reality, should I hold this memory? And I feel it fading away, but you say, you know me all too well. You know me all too well. If I
And that was Testing for Echo, the EP version.
It's the only show where you can hear the best in classic rock and not have to pay for it.
All right, we don't want that to play yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that just kind of played by itself, and no wonder I had the the green square on it. So, that was Testing for Echo with Anything off of the EP that Joe got off of iTunes.
Joe.
Thank you.
Joe got off of
awesome.
LimeWire. What?
So, yeah, it seems as though we're going to have to play, you know, all those tracks on the show from now on, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Along with the music from Kelsey and the Chaos and the Crash Moderns.
Absolutely.
I would be more than happy to promote your music. Definitely.
Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you.
And, can I do it now?
Yeah, let's all right, what they're going to do is they're going to... Well, we're recording now, so they're going to do a live jingle. Go ahead.
Here we go. This is Antonio from Testing for Echo, And you are listening to Power 88.1 WARY AMK in the morning.
All right.
Woohoo. So we'll do one more song.
Yeah.
WARY, because I said so.
Exactly why.
That's the new jingle, everyone. Enjoy it.
Awesome. Right.
This song is called King and Queen.
It's a Power 88 exclusive.
We all wanna grow up. We all wanna grow up way too fast. We don't wanna stay young and make the feeling last. But I know how it is when your world starts to spin. We can live like king and queen if you want. We can be most anything. The castle built on strength and trust. Cause I know we ain't giving up. No, we ain't giving up. We all wanna grow up, but we don't know how to do it. We put our faith in a four-letter word with our heart on a string attached to it. But I know how it is when your world starts to spin. Yeah. We can live like king and queen if you want. We can be most anything. The castle built on strength and trust. Cause I know we ain't giving up. No, we ain't giving up. We can live like king and queen if you want. We can be most anything. The castle built on strength and trust. Cause I know we ain't giving up. No, we ain't giving up.